stand if you would. Man, after a beautiful day like we've had today, we ought to be able to come to church and just really get in here and let the Lord help us, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Mike Prosser called this evening, and his aunt Linda needs prayer tonight, so if you would remember her in prayer. Sister Heather had her baby this morning. It's early afternoon, I guess. And Tyler Grant Harris, 7 pounds, 7 ounces, 19 inches long. And everybody's well. Sister Kelly is in the hospital right now and been there since noon today. So she really needs to, we just really need to pray that the Lord help Sister Kelly tonight. And haven't heard anything since about 4:30. But remember Sister Kelly in prayer. And remember Sister Erica. She had a little setback today. She pulled out the respirator, and they had to reinsert that and kind of had to start her over back over at 100%. She had got down to, I think, 30 or 35%. And last I talked to Brian, they had moved her back to 80. So pray for Erica. The nurse had told them she has probably 12 to 48 hours of getting off the respirator before she did that. Now we don't know what the time frame is. So be praying for Erica tonight. Someone else tonight have a need you'd like us to pray with you about?
Sister Sherry Thompson called
and said that
her oldest son,
Ronnie,
needs special prayer.
All right. Brother Rob? Right. Sister Adair's aunt passed away. Sister Dawn? All right. So remember Sister Dawn tomorrow. Amen. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Let's come to the altar and let's pray for our service tonight that the Lord will help us this evening.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Have you heard the stone that the builders rejected? The same has become the head of the corner. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't use this one. Throw it off to the side. That's the best one. Put it on top. Praise God. Jehovah hides me under the rock. The foolish man built his house on the sand. The wise one, he built a foundation on a rock. And the storms beat on it, and it stood. So you can hide under the rock. You can build on the rock. You can stand on the rock. Ain't you glad we got a rock? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Green Book, page 166. Prayer tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stay on 167, the next page. Spirit, Let's sing that again. Oh, have thine own way. Sing a chorus. I'm not sure I know all the lyrics to it. I know it, but I just can't remember them all. So I'll just start it, and those of you that do know it, go ahead and sing it. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Thank you.
Amen. I'd like for my spirit to be a sanctuary where the Lord, amen, the holy presence of God could dwell. And the Spirit of God could come by and touch my life, right? Amen. I want to be a sanctuary. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, this week we saw the passing of Reverend Falwell. And, you know, sometimes you don't realize the impact that one man can have on a nation. And sometimes we've heard the name Falwell. He's been a kind of a common name and among evangelicals. But what one man could do for across a nation, and to stir a nation towards God, and being the founder of the Moral Majority, and bringing back to the surface issues, the moral issues of our day, and making those moral issues political issues that are talked about on a political platform, and that are people, the voters, even now, it gave evangelicals more power and more of a voice in politics than ever before. And that's just one man that started moving, and a man of vision, a man that had a desire to see to stand up for right and righteousness. Sometimes we feel like, well, just, you know, I'm just one person and I'm just one little vote. But you never know what one person can do, amen, to stir a nation towards godliness and righteousness. Amen. And I believe that Brother Falwell is going to be greatly missed in that area of our, among evangelicals. And, of course, you know, when you listen to the public news, or as Rush Limbaugh likes to call them, the drive-by media, they always feel like they have to be balanced. Even when somebody dies, they feel like they have to be balanced in their coverage of them. And so they have a little interview of somebody that was close to Jerry Falwell and that was excited about what he had done. And then, of course, to be balanced, they have to bring somebody on that didn't like him. You know, somebody that was opposed to his views. But even this man that came on that was opposed to his views said, you know, he was talked about his opposition, but he ended it by saying, but the name of Jerry Falwell will be remembered among evangelicals for a long time for the work that he's done among evangelicals. And that's true. That's true. And I think that, you know, I feel like even with his passing, there's obvious still the need that our moral issues be talked about in a political platform, don't you? Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord that God's still on the throne, though, right? No matter which way our nation goes, no matter what happens among politics, no matter what happens among, in the presidential elections in the next year, they're already talking about it, and they're over a year and a half away, and they're still already talking about them. But no matter what happens, God's still in control. He's still on the throne. Amen. And I thank God that he's still God. Amen. He don't ever get voted out of office. He don't have term limits, right? Amen. It don't matter what his approval rating is, right? It don't matter what his approval rating is. Amen. He's still God. He's still God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. It's good to have Sister Ruth back. Amen. Missed her while she is away, and man, it was good to get her back home, and she fixed me a wonderful meal today. Haven't had one like that in quite a few days, and so it was just great to have her back home. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Amen. I want her to sing and testify tonight if she would, so whatever she was doing.
Driving from Evansville in an hour difference. Sometimes I get to thinking about the battles in this life. It doesn't matter where I stand, they come from every side. Just when I think I caught my breath, here comes another round. And when the dust has settled, all my back is on the ground. God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. God will move when I call His name.
Sometimes I get to thinking about the battles in this life. It doesn't matter where I stand, they come from every side. And just when I think I caught my breath, here comes another round. And when the dust has settled, all my back is on the ground.
God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. God will move when I call His name.
To figure out just what is going on.
Hallelujah.
Your days have been so dark and your nights have been so long. You look from every angle and you don't have a clue.
Hallelujah.
Just trust Him for the answer, cause His promises are true.
God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. God will move when I call His name.
Can't seem to figure out just what is going on. Your days have been so dark and your nights have been so long. You look from every angle and you don't have a clue. Just trust Him for the answer, cause His promises are true.
God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. God will move when I call His name.
Seem to figure out just what is going on. Your days have been so dark and your nights have been so long. You look from every angle and you don't have a clue. But just trust Him for the answer, cause His promises are true.
God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. God will move when I call His name.
Sing it with us.
Oh, God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move.
Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn to the book of Psalms with me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Psalms 103 is where I want to look tonight. Psalms 103. Hallelujah. I'm glad we're serving a God that can move. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter what our need is, the Lord's able to move and help us. Amen. I hope I can say something tonight that's going to help you. From the book of Psalms, chapter 103. Such a wonderful chapter. And, amen. Let's read a few verses tonight. No way we can cover this whole chapter in one service. Man, and maybe as the Lord leads, we'll try to look at it again. But I want to especially look at the first verse tonight. The Psalm of David. Psalm of David. I enjoy reading the Psalms. I enjoy reading them. I think they're beneficial. They're uplifting. They're encouraging to your spirit. Amen. Have a lot of answers to our questions in life, right? Psalms 103 and verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Those first five verses there are enough to make you want to give God praise and give God glory, right? Amen. But I want to especially look at verse 1 tonight. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Amen. I think there's something about giving God praise that is beneficial to each and every one of us. Man, we don't just have to praise God when everything's going well and everything's good. Amen. But we should always be ready at all times to give praise and to worship God and to give God glory. Amen. Amen. I think we should always be ready to give Him praise. Amen. I want to look just a few places here in this verse. And maybe we'll try to be helped here. But first of all, he says, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There's a comma there after that. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. He's not giving a suggestion here. Bless the Lord, O my soul. But he's giving a command, a personal command. He's giving himself a personal command. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. There should be a command on every one of us to bless the Lord and to give God praise and to give Him glory. Amen. To lift His name up. There should be a command on every one of us. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Sometimes you need to give yourself this personal command. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Just command yourself. I know sometimes we are so feeling motivated. We want to be motivated by how we feel, but really we need to command ourselves, bless the Lord. You don't always feel like giving God glory. You're not always going to feel like giving God the praise. but command yourself, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Put the finger out there and point it at yourself and say, hey you, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Say, you may be in the mully grubs today. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Command yourself. Amen. Because it is necessary. It is needful. It is important that we learn, amen, to give God praise. This command is not based upon circumstance. It's not based upon situation. It is not based upon our environment. It is not based upon feelings. It is simply this. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Command, a personal command, to give God the praise. Amen. There's times we don't feel, man, we come to church, maybe you're tired tonight. Maybe you're tired tonight. Today was one of those days, just kind of had a little nagging headache all day long, you know, just kind of there. Man, you know, it's not one of those days where you just feel like you're just really on top of the mountain and really kicking up your heels. But really, we can still give God praise. Our praise and our glory is not based upon how we feel. It's based upon who God is, what God's done, and how good He's been to us. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. You may come tonight tired, amen, but give yourself the command. Amen, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I know we get weary. I know we get tired. You may not even feel well tonight. But bless the Lord, oh my soul. You may say, but you don't understand. My situation's not good. Amen. The things I'm going through, I'm in the middle of a conflict, in the middle of a problem. Amen. It don't matter. Command yourself. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let me tell you, if you're going to wait around for everything to get all good, if you're going to wait around for conditions to get perfect before you start blessing God, you're going to wait a long time, and the rocks are going to start crying out. Amen. So right now, amen, command yourself, amen, that I am going to bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. A personal command to bless the Lord. Amen. To bless the Lord. The psalmist is talking to himself. He's talking to himself. He's encouraging himself to bless the Lord. He's urging himself to bless God. I know sometimes we want a cheerleader to get up and say, all right, everybody lift your hands and worship the Lord. Or we want somebody to say hallelujah, say amen. We want somebody to get up there and kind of lead us in a cheer or something. But sometimes you need to command it of yourself. Bless the Lord, my soul. Amen. My soul needs to be blessing God and giving God praise. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Man, the psalmist directs himself to give praise to the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We give too much credit, amen, to everything but God.
Yes, we do.
Amen. Yeah. We give credit to our intellect ability. We give credit to our talents. We give credit to our good fortune, to lady luck. Come on. Boy, it's my lucky day. We give credit to, our friends. We give credit to the doctor. We give credit to the lawyer. We give credit to everybody else. Amen. But bless the Lord. Amen. Our praise should be directed to the Lord today. Amen. Command your praise directly to God, because He is the one that is worthy of our praise and our glory. Amen. Maybe you accomplished something today. Amen. But give God the glory and give Him the praise. Amen. Because He's the one that's worthy of it. Maybe you did have a talent too and performed your talents well today. But thank God that He gave you the ability and He gave you those talents. Maybe it was the doctor that gave you the prescription. But thank God and give God the glory. Amen. That He healed your body. Amen. Give God the praise. Direct your praise to Him. Amen. Don't sit around and brag about everybody else and everything else and all the things that you've done. Amen. Give praise to the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Command yourself to give praise to God. Stop for just a moment. Stop for just a moment. Stop bragging on yourself. Amen. Get rid of you're about ready to break your arm, patting yourself on the back. Amen. Stop for just a moment. Why don't you lift your hands and give God praise and give Him the glory. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Give Him the praise. Amen. Oh me. Oh my, nothing good's going on in my life. Man, I've had another bad day. Had another bad day. Oh, me. Oh, my. Nothing's going right. Oh, brother. Oh, boy, wished I'd never got up this morning. Wish I could have missed a man. Sometimes we mope and groan, amen, and complain about our day. Amen. Sometimes we just need to square our shoulders, look the devil in the eye and say, give the command to our soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And forget not all of His benefits. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Amen. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for anybody to give you the order. You don't have to wait for anybody to tell you it's time. You don't have to wait for anybody to wave the checkered flag and say, now's the time. You don't have to wait for anybody to hold up a sign that says, praise the Lord. Amen. You don't have to wait right now. You can command yourself, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. Thank God, amen, that we can bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Notice what he says here. Not only is there a personal command, bless the Lord, oh my soul, but there's a passionate challenge that's given. A passionate challenge that is given. And all that is within me. Amen. All that is within me. Hallelujah. Amen. We say, well, there's nothing good that is within me. All that is within me. In your heart, in your spirit, in your will, in your affections, in your understanding, everything in your memory. Take everything and give worship God and bless the Lord with all that is within you. Amen. Let your conscience bless the Lord. Amen. Let your conscience bless Him. Let your judgment bless Him by making a decision to bless God. Amen. Worship God and bless God with everything that is within you. All that is within me. All that is within me. Amen. With my lips, I want to praise you, God. With my lips, I want to speak forth your praise. God, with my lips, I want my words, Lord God, to bring you glory. Lord, with my lips, I want everything that I say, every word that comes out of my mouth, amen, to give glory to God and to lift up your name and to glorify God. Lord, let my lips be praised to you. God, let my eyes bless thee, Lord. God, let everything that I look upon be pleasing. God, let my eyes, Lord God, not look upon evil. Let me set no evil thing before my eyes. God, let my eyes give you glory and give you praise. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Amen. Bless the Lord with my feelings. With my feelings, yeah. Well, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. Amen. I'm going to bless the Lord. Amen. I'm going to bless the Lord with my feelings. Amen. I may not feel the best, but I'm still going to give God the praise. Amen. Amen. I'm going to put feeling into this. Amen. I'm going to put my feeling into it. I'm going to put my passion into this. I'm going to put my affection into this. I'm going to put everything that I have into my praise. It's not just speaking a word, church. What you, I don't do this often, but I'm looking for group participation this evening. Can you repeat after me and say, bless the Lord? That's right. See, now you can say that. Nobody took off shouting there or anything. Nobody did, because just sometimes it's just words. But when you put feeling into it, when you put passion into it, amen, and then you put your passion into it, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. And bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. When you put your passion, your feeling into it, and you let your affections get into it, and you feel passionate, and you feel the zeal and the fervency of your heart as you give God the praise. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Yeah. You can tell your wife, I love you. Or you can tell her, babe, I love you. Right? Woo! Did you feel that, honey? All the way down there to the second pew? You can put feeling into it. You can say, I love you. Or you can say, I love you with all of my heart. You can put your passion into it. You can put your feelings into it. And I tell you, when we give God glory and bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. Sometimes the way we're blessing God, we don't have much in us. Amen. We don't have much in us. Oh, give Him all your affection. Give Him all of your passion. Give Him all of your zeal and fervency in your heart. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. You can bless the Lord with your mind. That's right. Bless the Lord with my mind. Let me think things that are right. Let my thoughts be pure. Let my thoughts be on things of God. Lord, let my thoughts give you glory. Let my thoughts be pleasing, Lord Jesus. Nobody sees your thoughts. Nobody hears your thoughts. But your thoughts can still give glory to God and still give praise to God. Amen. Take your mind out of the trash of the world. Take your mind out of the filth of the world. Amen. Take your mind out of your problems. Amen. And say, Lord God, I want to bless you with my mind, all that is within me. Amen. Bless the Lord with your body. Yeah. So I know we can put our body through a lot of strenuous labor. We can push our body to limits. We can exert our strength and we can exert our energy and do great things with our strength. But what about blessing God with our strength and with our body? That's right. Man, I'll tell you what. It don't hurt to lift your hands. It don't hurt to lift your voice. It don't hurt to get a little bit animated in your praise and in your glory. Amen. David knew what it was when he wanted to bless the Lord. Amen. He took off his kingly robe and danced before the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Amen. This is, amen, a passionate challenge. Amen. To worship God. Amen. All that is within me, all of your interests. Woo. Are all of your interests giving God glory? All of your energies? All of your energies? Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me. Hallelujah. He didn't stop there. Amen. But now he tells us, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Wow. This is the purpose for which we were created. To bless the Lord. To bless His holy name. You weren't created just to put a smile on everybody's face. You weren't created just to bring joy to this world. But you was created to give God glory and give God praise. Amen. That's your purpose that you were created for. Bless His name. Bless His holy name. Wow, think about this. Amen. You know, when we think about this, blessing God and praising God. You know, God, does He need our blessing? Does He need, think about it this way. When God, He's the creator of all things. He's the creator of us. He's the one that gives unto our need. He blesses us. He gives us everything that we need that is a blessing. He blesses us. Man, so does God need us to bless Him? Does He need us to bless Him? Ultimately, praise is not for God's benefit. But ultimately, praise is for our benefit. God is still going to be God tomorrow, whether you praise Him or not. God's still going to be on the throne tomorrow if you never lift up His name or not. I mean, God's not going to change. God's not going to alter Himself in any way, whether you glorify His name or not. But giving God praise and glorifying God is for our benefit. It is for your own benefit to give God the praise. Amen. You say, well, how do I benefit by giving God praise? Listen, did you know the name of Jesus? Over 700 names and titles are given to Jesus in the Bible. Over 700 names and titles. When we talk about the Father's name, over 125 names and titles are given concerning our Heavenly Father. And then the Holy Spirit. Over 125 names and titles are given to the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Amen. All these titles, you think, well, why does there have to be so many names? Why does there have to be so many titles for our God? Amen. These names all represent some different action that God performs. Do you hear me? They are names that represent a different action or a different mood or a different mode that God works in. Amen. So therefore, all of these different things, that is why there's so many names, so many titles, is because He does so many different things. Amen. We can call Him healer because He heals us. We can call Him provider because He provides for us. Amen. We can go on and on and on. There are so many names. Amen. And when we begin to praise His holy name and to bless His holy name. Amen. It reminds us of all the different areas of our life that God has moved for us. Amen. In all the different areas that He has touched our life and helped us in our time of need. Amen. When we bless His holy name. Amen. These are the names of God. These are the names of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He is our Creator. And we can call Him Creator. We can call Him Jehovah. We can call Him our Shepherd. We can call Him our Provider. We can call Him our Almighty. Amen. He is our spiritual Father. Amen. He is our Redeemer. Amen. He's Emmanuel. He's our Comforter. Amen. All of the different things that we can, names that we can give to God. And when we bless the Lord, we ought to list Him and think about all the different ways that God has touched our life and helped us and ministered to us and met our needs in all these different ways. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me, bless His holy name. Hallelujah. He's more than just your Savior. He's more than just your Savior. He's more than just your Redeemer. Hallelujah. Thank God He's your Shepherd. Thank God He's your Comfort. Thank God He's your Counselor. Amen. Thank God, amen, He's your Advocate with the Father. Thank God He is everything that you could ever want. Bless His holy name. He's your healer when you're sick. Amen. He's your provider when you're in need. He is everything that you could ever hope for. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. There's no need for us to ever stop giving Him the glory and giving Him the praise. Hallelujah. Let the young men, with their strength, their ambition, amen, let them give Him, bless the Lord and give Him praise. Amen. Let the young girls, with their virtue, with their purity, give God the praise and give God the glory and bless the Lord. Let children, with laughter and their giggles and their curiosity, let them give God the praise and let them give God the glory. Amen. Let the middle-aged men, with all of their work and all their labor trying to make a place in life, amen, let them bless the Lord with all of their heart and bless the Lord with all of their soul. Amen. Let every one of us find a place to bless the Lord God. Older women, with their understanding of life and with their knowledge, amen, let them bless the Lord. Amen. Old men, with their wisdom and their long-suffering, let them bless the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath, amen, worship and give praise and bless the Lord. Amen. There's room for every one of us, amen, to give God praise and to give Him glory. Amen. You say, I'm in a valley. I'm in a low time. Amen. Command yourself. Amen. Command yourself. I'm going to bless the Lord. He's worthy. I'm going to bless Him. Amen. Bless His holy name. Bless Him with your passion. Bless Him with everything that is within you. Amen. Give God glory. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. All that is within me. Hallelujah. Let me ask you something. Have you ever went to a service and you worshiped the Lord, and when you left there, that service, you said, I gave God all that I had. You ever said that? Possibly you have.
But I can also guarantee you this. That was one of the greatest services you've ever been in. When you gave God all that you had. When you worshiped the Lord with everything that was within you. Amen. I believe that God met with you. God helped you. God strengthened you. The problem is, so many times we go to church, we may bless the Lord, but we don't bless the Lord with all that is within us. Right? Hallelujah. Why don't you turn it up a notch or two? Why don't you let your passion get into your praise? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me. You know, I can't make everybody worship God. I can't make everybody give God praise. But I believe that I can make myself give God praise. I can't cause you to worship Him, but I can make myself worship Him. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Would
you stand with me tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me. Bless His holy name. Can you say that verse with me tonight? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me. Bless His holy name. One more time. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Would you give God the praise tonight? Would you lift your hands and would you worship the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, I worship You, God. Lord God, I want to worship You, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I want to bless You, Lord. God, oh God, oh God. Lord God, I bless You, Jesus. Lord, thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, I worship You, Lord. I give You the praise. God, I give You glory tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I worship You, God. Thank You, Jesus. Lord, I bless You, Lord God. God, oh God, I want to give You blessing. God, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Bless the Lord.